Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard, and this is your Bengals training camp report for Wednesday, August 9th. It's brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official healthcare insurer of the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals held their final practice that was open to the general public on Wednesday. They were in shorts and t-shirts for about 45 minutes, and it was good to see Marvin Lewis back on the sidelines after missing one practice for a minor health issue. The Bengals opened the preseason on Friday versus Tampa Bay, and by my count, 27 players will make their NFL debuts, including many that went undrafted. One of them is linebacker Hardy Nickerson Jr., the son of a five-time Pro Bowler. He signed with the Bengals as a free agent in hopes of following guys like Vontaze Burfict and Alex Erickson, who went from undrafted to becoming key members of the Bengals.
It just felt right. You know, obviously they had a history of giving undrafted guys a good look. And, you know, I felt comfortable with Coach Hazlitt. And it just felt like the right spot to come to, a 4-3 team, a team that was really going to give me a chance.
I'm joined now by my broadcast partner, Dave Lapham, the grandfather, not the godfather. We saw Hardy Nickerson Jr. And let's talk about undrafted guys, Lap, because the preseason gives them a golden opportunity not only to show the Bengals what they can do in game situations, but every team in the NFL.
You're right, Dan. You know, it's I think the Bengals have gotten a reputation with agents and undrafted college free agents, and rightfully so, that they're going to get an opportunity. And it doesn't matter how you get here. It's what you do once you get here. You just cited a couple of golden examples of it. You know, throw like a Ryan Hewitt into that. Every year there seems to be somebody that, boy, they really identified. Somehow he slipped through the seven rounds of the draft, went after him and signed him and brought him here and gave him an opportunity to shine. And guys have really stepped up and given him really, really good snaps. And that's what's going to go on in this first preseason game. Everybody's on equal footing. You know, now you have to go show the coaches that you're capable and you can execute the schemes. And they didn't really game plan. Everything that's installed offensively and defensively, they're going to run and take a look at. And I don't think it's going to be, you know, real complicated. I think they want to see, can the linebacker separate from the guard and make a tackle? You know, can the running back make the guy miss? You know, just evaluate players, a little bit of instead of trying to fool people and trick people schematically, find out the physicality and if players can handle it at the next level. And right now, what's going through players' minds, Dan, is I want to play clean. I don't want to have penalties. I don't want to incur any penalties. 80 snaps in the family day scrimmage with a bunch of different players, no turnovers. Something like that would be good again with a lot of guys competing for jobs. So, you know, you just want to make sure that you go out and you execute and you're not the reason for a negative thing happening. Every football game, including preseason games, avoid mistakes and make plays when they're there to be made. And that's, as a player, I don't care what position you play, that's what you want to do. Avoid mistakes, avoid mental errors, make plays when they're there to be made, whether it's, you know, blocking somebody or whatever it is, the smallest part of the game to the biggest part of the game.
A lot of folks like to poo-poo the significance of the preseason opener because the starters probably won't be in there for very long. But in my book, there are a lot of guys that after the game on Friday night will forever be able to say, I played in the NFL, whether the history book shows it or not. In my mind, if you played in an NFL preseason game, you played in the NFL.
You're right. There's no doubt, Dan. I mean, it's definitely an accomplishment. I mean, to be out here, you know, okay, there's 90 players, but there's still, you know, 32 teams. That's less than 3,000 guys. I mean, that's not a whole lot of people in the country playing football. That's still a small percentage. Eventually, it's going to be less than half of that, you know, on the rosters, less than 2,000 guys on rosters throughout the season. So it is. It's a very small fraternity, and to be in the position to go out and play in an NFL atmosphere, preseason or not, it's a big accomplishment. I remember my first preseason game like it was yesterday. It was my personal Super Bowl. We're playing against the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, obviously they were great back then in 1974. And Manny Fernandez and Nick Bonacani, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I was just watching these guys, you know, in the playoffs in the Super Bowl, and I got to go play against them. And, I, you know, Larry Zonker, our boy from Syracuse, I'm like, I want to go get Zonk's autograph. I don't want to. I mean, I was like, really, it's okay, wake up, snap out of it. This isn't a dream. You're actually playing. If you don't, you know, get in the right frame of mind, you're going to get your butt rolled, you know. And so it's very, very interesting, the tug of war of emotions and the dichotomy of all of it, you know, in that first preseason game. It's a heck of a thrill for sure.
I know this. The grandfather and yours truly are looking forward to Friday night kickoff against the Tampa Bay Bucks at Paul Brown Stadium is at 7:30. For Lapp and for our photographer, Stephen Huddy, I'm Dan Hoard. Thanks for checking out this training camp report here on Bengals.com.